Hello, I'm Russ Riley.
And I'm Jeff Johnson from Dell's Enterprise Products Group.
Welcome to the Dell Enterprise Podcast Series.
This podcast features Craig Lowry, Solutions Technology Strategist at Dell.
Today, Craig is going to be covering virtualization solutions and how virtualization fits into a strategy to build a scalable enterprise.
So, let's hear from Craig.
One of the things that I've been thinking about as a strategist at Dell for the last 3 years since I've been working with virtualization, and a lot of us focusing on there, the challenges that IT faces, and one of the things we do as a company is look at things from the customer perspective. How do we bring solutions to market that drive costs down and improve usability and simplify the overall experience of using the technologies that we bring to market? And when we distill that down, if you look at the IT challenges, we really see them falling into three problem areas. The first is all about simplifying things. As you expand your organization, you roll out pieces of equipment, you look at a growing burden of having to support all of that. There are costs associated with managing it, trying to keep user productivity up without encumbering them with that management burden. And then there's also just keeping things up to date and refreshed. How can you simplify that? Another area itself is the systems themselves. Technology has come so far as capacity, with processors continuing to get faster and faster, new interconnect technologies, and bringing that to market is one thing, but actually getting the most out of it is another thing. So many of our customers look at their deployed hardware and see that it's underutilized and ask the question, how can I get more out of what I've paid for? There's also a problem with deploying all of that technology because it generates a lot of heat. There's power to be consumed. There's small spaces that have to be used to the most efficient potential. And so putting things in smaller spaces, smaller form factors. So how do you improve utilization overall? Then there's the agility, which of course is what we're focusing on specifically today. And we really think of that as how do you scale this up? As you deploy the technologies and they catch on and people want to use them and they roll out across your organization, what do you face as an IT administrator or a person who makes decisions as far as doing that in such a way that you can sustain it over a period of time? How can you do that with a limited number of IT resources? Because we all know those things aren't growing at a terribly fast pace these days. The Dell Scalable Enterprise is the way we like to conceptualize this. A lot of what we're doing, in fact, I think everything that we do right now on the enterprise side at Dell, actually across the entire product group, is focused on these three areas, and that is simplifying those operations, improving the utilization, and achieving cost-effective scaling. Under simplification, we're trying to reduce the number of management tools, make things consistent across all of our product lines that use single binary images where possible, making it easier to deploy storage area networks. On the utilization front, clustering, availability, and performance, we think putting many inexpensive systems together, you can come up with something that is as powerful and actually more robust than some of the larger systems that we see deployed. Virtualization comes into play here specifically under utilization, but I want to point out also that virtualization plays across the entire scalable enterprise. It's not just a consolidation play. We'll talk about that more in just a bit. And then the cost-effective scaling, the idea there to be able to pay as you grow, to consume hardware resources as you need them instead of trying to guess how much you're going to need today and buy it all up front. We think that's just an inefficient way to approach it. And Dell is the partner, I think, of choice for purchasing hardware because of our supply chain excellence. When you need it, we build it, we ship it, and you've got it. And we're focusing on partnerships that address infrastructure services at the core of those pieces of equipment that we're selling. Scale out is inevitable. It's going to happen whether we want it to or not, which we think is a great thing. We're actually pushing to make it happen because as things standardize, you see, for example, technology from Intel with the multi-core processors. We see things happening on the interconnection front with SAS, SATA, iSCSI, and InfiniBand even. But 10 gigabit Ethernet in particular is interesting to us as we see that coming over the horizon. That's just making it easier to move the components that participate in a compute system into a distributed fashion and make them very flexible in how to interconnect them. And virtual infrastructure keys on this in particular. And then, of course, we see the form factors getting smaller and smaller, for example, with the blades. The investments and innovations at the bottom, we see advancements with 64-bit OSs. That, again, allows us more scalability, especially with virtualization, putting more things on the same host. And the scalable workloads themselves, as applications become aware of a distributed environment, a scaled-out environment, and are designed to take advantage of that. When we founded the VMware team at Dell that delivered ESX Server and Virtual Center, was the first offering from an OEM manufacturer to have vMotion. We were so excited about vMotion. The physical view on the backside is just a collection of servers and storage that we would like to be able to use in a very dynamic and flexible manner. So when you look at the logical view on the front, this is what we'd like to achieve, and that is being able to take any combination of servers and storage and combine them together into what I call service groups. Sometimes they might even share resources. Then there's this free resource pool on the side that you can draw from as capacity changes over time, as demand changes over time, or as you have disaster, for example. If a component goes out, you can replace it pretty much immediately from the free resource pool. And the size of that free resource pool is really up to you and your organization's comfort level with how much money you want to have invested in resources that are sitting idle but hot, ready, and on standby. So this is what we originally envisioned, and we were looking for the technology that would actually allow us to do this logical projection. And as we saw ESX and Virtual Center come on to the horizon, and especially with vMotion, as I said, we realized that virtualization is the key enabling technology for creating this logical projection from the physical view. And it actually does a better job than I originally envisioned, because I was kind of thinking a one-to-one correspondence. Here, we can actually create multiple virtual servers, multiple virtual storage devices, and map them onto a fewer number of physical systems on the back end. This is really what virtualization does for us and why we think it improves agility in your business. I put consolidation at the top primarily to get past it quickly. That's been the key feature of virtualization all along. People always focus on, and it is about getting more work out of the same number of physical systems. And I know we all are drawn to virtualization on the outset because of that value. But if you go down the list, I think you realize that there's so much more you can do with it because it helps to realize this thing we're calling the scalable enterprise, the virtual data center. For example, normalization. You can shield the software from hardware peculiarities and change. So you can buy the latest server from Dell and know that your VMs are going to continue to run without modification. Isolation. You can enforce resource allocations and contain crashes, whereas before we may have had to resort to running applications side by side in the same OS context, and you know the side effects that that can cause. Now we're free from that. We can actually put things in containers and protect them from each other. The ability to replicate quickly, to deploy servers by cloning VMs from a library, this is an incredible time saver. It is one of the biggest productivity enhancers that we've seen come out of virtualization, as system administrators are able to so quickly provision, and even users can now walk up, self-serve themselves, deploy their own virtual machines. The relocation, the ability to move the VMs freely to achieve load balancing, even on the fly with the vMotion feature, is just an incredible game changer. And we've seen people really begin to understand what that means, the true disruptive technology that it is, and it just makes it very flexible in the data center now to move things at will. And then there's continuation, disaster recovery, being able to back up copies of your VMs to a remote site and fail over to them if necessary. It can be done very quickly and very easily. So all kinds of unexplored technologies for many of our customers as they start to look at it and realize what virtualization can do to improve their business agility. It's kind of a series of steps, baby steps that we see the industry taking to get to that virtual data center, which we see as the epitome of scale-out computing. Before Virtual Center 2 and ESX 3 shipped earlier this year, we were at this resource cooperation, sharing of resources among solutions stage. And that meant that it is possible to do vMotion, it's possible to share the SAN in the back and pretty much have any VM run anywhere within the data center. But actually moving it was a manual task. More recently, one of the things that's allowed us to bump up this ladder to dynamic automation has been the introduction of Virtual Center 2 and the ability to do dynamic resource scheduling, to move things around automatically based on some simple rules. This automation can help us to keep load balancing in the right levels across the equipment we have deployed in the data center, and has a number of other benefits that I'm sure VMware would love to talk about, because they really do improve the usability of your virtual infrastructure, of your infrastructure, period. Now, as we look further down the road, the problems that we're working on now, business policy computing, getting us to the virtual data center, that has to do with automating things in such a way that they work for our business specifically. So making sure, for example, that we don't move some VMs during a critical period of time, but it's okay to move them in another time like an off-peak period. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about. At the core of that is the optimizing global resource use. That is the global scheduler, which is what we refer to it at Dell. It's this idea of moving VMs around as needed and automatically. That's the distributed resource scheduler inside of virtual centers. You can see that things move around automatically. And the automation and the logic behind that, I think, is now what we go and explore to improve and to be more aware of what's happening inside of the business. Another example of innovation that's happening that's going to help you with your business and allow you to do things faster is new ways to acquire and deploy software. And this concept is about prepackaging software applications in VMs and having them available for download. And then you can know that they're coming from the application vendor, pre-qualified, pre-certified, ready to go. All you have to do is maybe add a license to them and then deploy them into your virtual infrastructure. The concept of the ready-to-go software combining with the ready-to-go infrastructure really makes for a very easy-to-use, easy-to-consume software and hardware environment. And it just allows you to focus more on what you're doing with the applications and not on how you're staging them, which I think is a good thing. We're moving away from focusing on the nuts and bolts underneath and can really focus more on the business needs. I think to kind of wrap things up here, to put a capstone on it all, is the standards-based virtualization strategy. Dell is very pro-standards. We believe standards work for our customers and in their best interest and in the industry's best interest. Enabling adoption is something we've been going through over the past several years. By getting products to market, for example, that first release of ESX and Virtual Center that came from Dell just about 3 years ago now, that was a vanguard for us. That was bringing something to market that was new and interesting, and people were looking at it and starting to adopt it. But it was, I still think, a little proprietary, although we've tried to push it to as many standards as possible. But it was ready then, and it is ready now. It continues to ship in a production-ready version that you can deploy and use with confidence. There's also been improvements from Intel, for example, with the virtualization technology and hardware assist in the chipset. That's going to continue to get better and better. So what we're focusing on now is driving these interfaces and management standards to get them as close to what we think is appropriate for the industry while still allowing partners the leeway to innovate within their own areas. So there's virtual infrastructure management standards that are being worked on. The virtual machine hypervisor interface standards so that VMs can run under multiple hypervisors potentially. And the virtual disk format's extremely key because this will allow us to have a standard across the industry by which the software can be pre-packaged and distributed without having to worry about proprietary constraints. If we achieve that, and I believe that we are going to achieve that, we're actually making a lot of progress on that today, then we get to this seamless infrastructure, which is ubiquity. Virtualization is everywhere. Everyone expects to see it and use it, and it's not the disruptive technology that it is today because it will have been integrated into the way we do business within our data centers. I think that's the key. That's the big vision from Dell. Let's get this to the point where it's easily consumed, and you don't have to worry so much about the peculiarities of virtualization and how it works. You just reap the benefits.
Well, thanks a lot, Craig. This is a great insight into Dell's virtualization strategy. There's a lot more information about virtualization at dell.com/virtualization.
And check back again for more installments of Dell's Enterprise Podcast Series.